Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to see you. You know, it's so fun talking to all these contestants for the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant. Now, take us through who you are and what you do work-wise, first of all.
Sure. I'm a father of six kids.
Wow.
Live right outside of Lake Geneva.
You look so sane, Joe.
Well, the gray hair might say a little different there.
Okay, so you're Joe, you have six kids, and...
For work, I am a financial advisor in the Walworth County area, serving people, helping them feel comfortable and, walking into retirement, doing what they want to do mm-hmm. if they can.
Nice. You'll have to explain to me what retirement is one of these days. You know, working in radio, I'll never experience that. All right. So who are you? Who's your charity for the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant this time?
Yeah, the charity is Seeds of Hope. Out of Elkhorn, it is a day services program that teaches people with disabilities horticulture, culinary arts skills, and retail skills. They grow plants, they make goodies, and they sell them out of a little shop in Elkhorn.
Okay, so that teaches them skills, it teaches them how to do a business, and probably helps kind of develop confidence interacting with people. And customers,
yeah, absolutely.
Right?
There's the work skills, there's the confidence, but there's also the social aspect. A lot of these people come here and otherwise wouldn't have a group of people to hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and they build these friendships and hang out and play games and spend time after work as well. So it's really healthy for them.
That's nice. So it builds community too,
right?
Very, very cool. Well, great selection. Why did you agree to be a Mr. Lake Geneva contestant? You know, this is elite company you're in.
Yes. agree is a term that it was heavily pushed on me by Kelly Gerlitz. I think I said no a couple times within a long conversation, and she is very persuasive. And that aside, I think it's a great opportunity to be a role model for my kids, show them that we could do fun things, we could do hard things, and raising money for this nonprofit, I'm well connected with it, is just a blessing for me and hopefully for them as well. So it works out really well.
That's nice. Now, your kids, what's their age range?
13 to 6.
Okay, so are they
tucked in there pretty good?
Are they getting? Yeah, boy, that was a busy stretch right there for you, Joe.
Sure.
What do they think about you being in the pageant?
They think it's hilarious. and I've threatened that I will embarrass them at any opportunity while on stage. So I will make sure to follow through with that.
Yeah. Oh, you have to think about it. Every time you said one of these days, I'm going to get my revenge. Yep.
You got it.
Do it. Perfect. I love it. Who do you think is your biggest competition in the pageant?
Well, as far as raising money, which is a huge part of this, I think Matt Steinbrink is unbeatable, but stage presence, I really thought I had the sweet, lovable character. Chad Markovich is going to be the guy to beat there. He's just the sweetest guy, and I just want to give him a hug every time I see him.
Going to be doing that on stage?
Perhaps.
Okay.
You know, if the time makes sense there.
Okay. And what are you going to be doing, or can you reveal that right now on Saturday?
Again, I'm going to be embarrassing my children and trying to raise money for Seeds of Hope. That's about all I'd like to share.
And we get to find out how in real time on Saturday. All right. Lakes Area Lifeway on Facebook, lakesarealifeway.org. You can get your tickets to the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant happening on Saturday. Joe, we'll look forward to seeing what tricks you pull and how embarrassed your kids will be.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Joe.
See you.